Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Tes and Maseches Yuma. It's been a while since we've learned together, and I think now that you hear me, you can understand why we've gone from the 508th daf in Shas to the 512th daf in Shas. Baruch Hashem, it's cold here in Eretz Yisrael, and I gave 5 shiurim yesterday, and I was busy all week, and that totally drained my voice. I am on orders not to talk too much, so we will forego the introduction to the daf, and we will begin on the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is going to continue analyzing the Shita of Rav Sheshes, who is of the opinion that Halacha Bismol is kosher, asks the Gemara on the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Meisi Vezarva Einen Shikur Balmum, Bekabala Uba Halacha Bezrika Apostle. We learned in a Braisa, which also can be found in Zvachim with its Makoros on Tezayin Amud Aleph, that all these individuals, someone who's not a Kohen, an Onain, someone who's a Shikur, a Balmum, all of them will passel when it comes to Avodah, both Kabbalah Halacha as well as Zrika as well. Chen Yoshev, also if they're not standing. We learned the boy Lamoid Lasharis, Rashi explains, Chen Small, as well as if he uses his left hand, then it's passel. What do we see? We see not like Rav Sheshes. To Yufta. This is a bomb kasha on Rav Sheshes. But the Gemara is bothered at the end of the day why Rav Sheshes taught us a halacha that small is kosher, even though there's a fairish of brass against it. And the Gemara explains that the issue is a little bit more complicated. It says Gemara 3 lines from the top. For Rav Sheshes, who the asva? Didn't Rav Sheshes himself ask from this price? Adamele Rav Sheshes la amore to Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes said to the maturgamon of Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda was asked to Shaila, Holacha bezarma, what would halacha be if Holacha, the walking of the dam, was done by a non-Kohen? Would that be kosher? Amalek Shera. Rav Chizda had responded, Rav Sheshes reports that it's kosher, Mikra Misayeni, and Rav Chizda added, there's a pasuk that supports him. Pasuk in Divrei Hayom describes the Shechita of the Karban Pesach during the time of Melech Yoshiyahu, and there the pasuk says, Rashi explains that the simple reading of the pasuk was the Kohanim sprinkled the blood which was slaughtered by a non-Kohen. Most of Rav Sheshes then asked on this, Zarva Onen, Shikor Balmum, Bekabal, the Sugya in Zvachim, and Tezayin, Ubalacha Bezrika Pasul, we see that even when it comes to Alacha, Azar is Pasul, Chen Yoshev, Chen Small Pasul. The Gemara explains that the process was like this. Rav Sheshes had originally learned his halacha of Bismol being pasul. Then he heard the braisa from Zvach, Basur Deshama, Hadar Usfa, and then after that he asked on Rav Chizda. So that was the process. And Einachanami, once Rav Sheshes heard the braisa from Zvachim, that Bismol would be pasul, of course he changed his mind. Asks the Gemara, but at the end of the day, now we've got a problem. Rav Chizda did quote a pasuk. The pasuk in Divrei Yomim was mashma that the halacha was kosher by a zar. Asks the Gemara, Rav Chizda kraka amar. Answers the Gemara, the explanation of what happened in Divrei Yomim is as follows. The oven maisa itztava. The Yisraelim that held on to the dam didn't do any halacha. The blood was in their hand, and waiting and resting in their hands as if it was on a porch, but wasn't actually moved. Hence, the pasuk never said that halacha bazar is going to be kasha. The Gemara in the previous daf had discussed the process of chafina, and that was the process in which the ketores was moved by the goyim kadol in a very special manner. Bayer of Papa, Rav Papa asked the following shaila: Chafei chaveiro v'nasan l'tol chafna v'mahu. What happens if the friend of the Kohen Gadol does the chafina from the utensil that was resting in, and then he put it inside the hands of the Kohen Gadol? Mahu, what would halacha be in such a case? Two sides of the Gemara Shadla are as follows. On the one hand, the Kohen needs to take it entirely into his hands. He is taking the ketores melo chafnav into his hands. On the other hand, it's missing on v'lokach v'hevi bayinan, that maybe he has to be taken through the process of chafina v'aleka. So Gemara concludes, teku, Tishbi Yitaritz Kushiyos Abayis by Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chafanu Meis. Maushi Chanes Acher Bechafi Naso. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asks a theoretical question to try to flesh out the exact view of Chafina. And he asks, what happens if the Chafina was done? Hearing that this was a Shaila of Rabbi Shua ben Levi made Rabbi Chanina happy. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bavarei Shelas HaRishonim. See that in our door, we were discussing the same question, explains Rashi, that the Doros HaRishonim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was considered from the Doros HaRishonim, as the Gemara will go on to explain, had asked the same Shaila that we had discussed. Analyzes the Gemara. The member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Kashish, do we say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was elderly? Vam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hit the Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Lishtos Shachlaim B'Shabbos. We quote, had Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi quoting Rabbi Chanina as being matir to drink. In other words, it sounds like he was the younger one. This non, what's this issue about drinking shechlayim? Kol ha'oichlin oichlod mefuah v'kol mashke shoyse. Every food a person could eat, if that's normal, and to drink is normal. This is mamish and yonah diyom, as you could hear from my voice, that this there is an issur of refuah. However, my wife put up a separate bowl of soup, that will be fine, even though the only reason I'm doing it is for my voice, and that's this Gemara in Brachos Lamechesem and Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was quoting from Rabbi Chanina. What exactly was that case? If there is a sakana for drinking it, in other words, the motivation to drink it is because of sakana, of course it's permissible. But if there is no sakana meser aser, then the shchika should be aser. Now, shchika means to grind. L'shchok means to grind. Hence, what would be the heter to grind for Shabbos? I understand it's time to drink because it doesn't look like before then be mutter, but how could it possibly be that it would be mutter to grind? La'olam dika sakanta. Really says the Gemara, there was a sakana. V'hachikami b'ilei. And this was the shaila that was asked. The separate question, and that is whether grinding up this vegetable, it's not clear exactly what this vegetable was, well, that helps someone who is in sakana. Does it, masi means to heal, does it heal, and therefore you would be allowed to be mechal Shabbos? That was the discussion. Now, the question over here is that we see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is quoting Rabbi Chanina. That would seem to indicate Rabbi Chanina is older. But now that the Gemara has gotten off on this tangent of Refuah B'Shabbos, the Gemara continues. Why is Rabbi Chanina different than one singled out to ask this question? Because Rabbi Chanina was known as being a Baki in Refuah. In this case, Rabbi Chanina had said that it was fine to have the Refuah done. The Gemara gives another example of this. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Me'olam lo sha'alni adam amakas. Here the Levana. I never asked anybody how to cure the sickness called, I'm not sure what the sickness is, the sickness called Pirda Levana. Ask the Gemara, what's the big kunz, if you will? What's the big advantage that was created? We see all the time, the people with this machla called Pirda Levana live. The chayas, they live. Amos says the Gemara, not the chayas that they lived, but rather v'chayis, that they were healed. As a Gemara, but we also see that. V'chazin and demitzi, we also see that they healed. Answers the Gemara, b'sumkin inu v'chivaran resh karayu kamrina. The Gemara answers, b'sumkin inu v'chivaran resh karayu kamrina. When it comes to prados, where the person head and limbs become white, then that's the case where it does not become, they do not become healed. Now the Gemara gets back to its original issue. And that was, who was older, Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Mikol makom shemamina, the Rabbi Chanina kashish. We see from here that Rabbi Chanina was older. Says the Gemara, Elahachi kamar, you're right. We have to reread Rabbi Chanina's statement about his reaction to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shaila. Hachi kamar, she'ela son, kash'ela shel Rishonim. That the she'ela of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was like the she'ela that had already been asked Rabbi Chanina, who was older. Now the Gemara challenges, would this be something that really Rabbi Chanina would have a shayla on? Umiyama Rabbi Chanina hachi, could Rabbi Chanina have such a shayla of Rabbi Chanina? Bepar velo bedamo shapar. That the halacha is that the kapara of the Kohen Gadol is not simply with damo shapar, But the pasuk says, Rashi spells this out in Dibra Maskel Bepar, Bezos Yavo Aaron al Kodesh Bepar, and Chazal Darshav al Damai Shel Par, that you can't bring in simply the par. It has to be an extension from the Shechita. In other words, the Kohen Gadol has to be alive. Va'amar Rabbi Chanina, Bepar v'lo b'damai Shel Par. Va'amar Rabbi Chanina, as well as the chafina being critical, and since normally the chafina is supposed to be after the shchitas hapar, it's ma'akev. So we see you need both parts. So how could Rabbi Chanina have a suffix that if the Kohen Gadol died, that someone else could take the ketores? It has to be done in one fall swoop, like we saw in regards to the Kohen that died after shechting the par, as well as in regards to the Ketores that was done before the Shechita. Says the Gemara Hachikam. No, this is the way to understand Rabbi Chanina Midika Baile. Since Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi had a suffix, says Rabbi Chanina, in regards to Chafina and then a Ptira, Michlal de Kasavar bepar, afil b'dam eshel par, that he holds that the Maisa Hachana for par is not ma'akev, just like the Maisa Hachana for the Chafina is not ma'akev. Ulamai the Svirale, and based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Shita, who holds that a Kohen Gadol who is appointed after Shechitas HaPar, that he could go to the Kodesh Kodashim with that dam, Sheila. So, that Sheila, Kisheila Sarishon, is like those Rishonim who disagreed, who hold the Afilu B'dam Moshel Par. In other words, Rabbi Chanina is fleshing out. You're right, according to Rabbi Chanina, there's nothing to talk about. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who asked the Shaila, was obviously asking according to those Rishonim who say that if the Kohen passes away and another Kohen brings in the Dama Par, even if the Shechita was done by the first Kohen, it would be acceptable, then you could have a similar Shaila in regards to Chofen Chaveiro Umeis. My Havala. What is the halacha in regards to the Shaila of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi by Chofen Umeis? Amar of Papa. E Chofen, Chose v'Chofen, Chaveiro. If the halacha is that the Chafina is done Chutz l'Kodesh Kodashim, and then it's done again, then his friend could do it, because he could go into the Kodashim and do it again. But if you can't do chafina afterwards, then we have the shaila. I'm learning from the bread you should have papa. Adarabba, no, the exact opposite should be true. I chofin v'chose v'chofin lo yikonis acha b'chani faso. I efshe shalo yachzir v'shalo yosir. V'i en chofin chose v'chofin ti boilach. If we say that you could be chose v'chofin, then you can't have the friend do the second chafina. Everybody's chafina is different, and then you'll have two chafinos that were different, and that will be problematic. However, if you only have one chafina outside, tibaylach, then you could ask the shayla. Tibaylahu, and this was a previous shayla we had, chofen, chose v'chofen, ola. Were there two chafinas? In other words, when the ketores was in the kli, he was chofen it, and then put it into the kaf outside the kachi ha-kachim. Kadoshim, and then he did the chafina again. Olo, or that was not what was done. Tashma, come in here. I'll bring you a proof. Tachlis amidasai. We learned in the Mishnah Mem Zayin Amid Aleph that chafin malo chafna v'nasal sol hakaf agadol fi gadol v'akadol fi k'tano, and this was its measurement. What does the Mishnah mean when it says this was measurement? Lav kishem shemidasam mibachutz kach midasam mifnim, that the measurement that of the chafina outside was the same in the inside. So what do we see? That they were chozer v'chofen. Lo, maybe that's not the kavanah of the Mishnah. Dilma, she'im ratzalasus mida osa. That the Mishnah was coming to tell us that if you want to do a measurement to measure it into the kli outside of the kach kachim, it would be acceptable. You don't need to do the chafina in the hand. Osa, that would still be acceptable. Inami, or else the kavanah of the Mishnah is shalo yechzer v'shalo yasir. You should do a malo chafnav, which is not too much and not too little. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Kate said, huosa, how was it done? In regards to the chafina, ochez es habezach. He takes the calf, b'rashi etzbiosav, in other words, by his fingers. V'ochez habezach b'roshe etzbeosav, he takes it with his fingers. V'yesh amrim b'shinav. Some say with his teeth. Umala b'gidulav. And he begins to push the calf backwards with his thumbs, in other words, towards his chest. The Masifta has a very nice diagram for this. Ad shemegas lebein atzilav. Until the kli reaches the elbows. Lebein atzila yadav. V'chozer umachzira tochafnav. And then he bends it into his palms. Fitzovra. And then when he puts it into the gacheles, he will pile it up and not spread them out. Rashi explains so as that the smoke of the ketores will not spread out quickly. Kedei, and the Gemara really spells this out over here, Shio Yeosen Shoa Lavo, in order that it should be slow for the smoke to arise through the pile. V'yeshom refazer kedei Shiosen Ashena Mimeheres Lavo. Some opinions say the opposite. He should do it spread out so the smoke should come quickly. And then hence the expression, Vizui avoda kasha sheva migdash. This is where the Gemara uses the description of chafina as being the most difficult avoda and the migdash. The Gemara now analyzes, is that the only difficult avoda? Vesula vayika malika, vayika kmitza, cutting off the head of the bird, which is done with the thumb of the kohen, is also difficult as well as kmitza. Elazuhi avoda kasha me avodas kasha sheva migdash. It is the most difficult avoda of the avodos that were done in the Mikdash. In other words, of the difficult avodos, this is one of them. Shmamina, says Gemara, what do we see from here? From this Braisa, Chofein, V'chozer, V'chofein, that he would do Chafina twice. It's implicit in this Braisa that this was a second Chafina that we're describing that took place in the Mikdash. The Gemara continues, Yibaylum, Shochad V'meis, what happens if the Kohen Gadol does the Shechita, the Par Yom HaKippurim, his Par Yom HaKippurim, and he dies? Mau shiichani sacher b'damav. We discussed this earlier. Mi aminam b'par v'afil b'dam shel par. Odilma b'par v'lo b'dam shel par. As long as you have dam shel par, that will be enough. Even though this kohen never had the par himself, we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Chinin amar b'par v'lo b'dam shel par. Reish Lakish amar b'par v'afilu b'dam shel par. Reish Lakish says you could even come in just with a dam shel par, while Rabbi Chanina says no. Rabbi Ami Amr Bepar Velo Bedamo Shel Par. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amr Bepar Vafilu Bedamo Shel Par. Of Rabbi Ami, that the Par is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is like the Shita of Reish Lakish. So it's basically a Machlokis Tanoim, Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe threw us off. The Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael that are Cholik, whether the Shechitas HaPar has to be done by the same Kohen that does the Zrika. We are going to stop a little bit early over here. Mirtz Hashem on Shabbos. I hope that you will pick up from Esvei. Unfortunately, we run out of time before Shabbos Kodesh. And of course, that is our first priority, as important as Daf Yomi is. Conclude the Daf of Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vo'era Daf Mem Tesam Abeis. Two lines into the wide Amem Tesam Abeis, with the words Esvei.